Welcome to the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association's Patients Come First podcast series. Podcast episodes are available on VHHA.com and on popular podcast hosting apps, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, and many others. We're a member of the Public Health Podcast Network, the Virginia Audio Collective, and the Family Podcast Network. Podcast episodes also air each Saturday at noon and Sunday at 10 a.m. on 100.5 FM, 92.7 FM, and 820 a.m. across Central Virginia, and Wednesdays at 1 p.m. on 93.9 FM in Richmond. Please send questions, comments, feedback, or guest suggestions to pcfpodcast@vhha.com. Again, that's pcfpodcast@vhha.com. And today we're excited to be joined by Teresa Blankenship, who is the Director of Women and Infant Services at Clinch Valley Health. She joins us for a conversation about her professional background, healthcare delivery in a rural community, how teamwork at Clinch Valley Health helps save the life of an expectant mother and her child during a medical crisis, and more. So with that, welcome to the show, Teresa. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate you being with us. So we like to start each episode just by getting to know our guests a little bit better. What we know is that you are the Director of Women and Infant Services at Clinch Valley Health. By training, you're a registered nurse who is certified in obstetrics care. Beyond those very few professional details, tell us a few essential things about you and your unique personal story.
I started working here at Clinch Valley in 1995. I've been on OB ever since. It's been my whole career, OB, and I love it here.
Anything else that we should know about you? Family, things you enjoy doing when you're not working, things like that?
I have a daughter. She's also a nurse, and she actually works here at Clinch Valley Medical Center. She does not work alongside with me, but she is in the hospital, and I'm very proud of her.
Well, it sounds like healthcare is a family business, so that's a good thing. So, for the benefit of listeners, Clinch Valley Medical Center is a 175-bed acute care hospital in the LifePoint Health System. It's located in Richlands, which is a town in Southwest Virginia sandwiched between the West Virginia border to the north and the Tennessee border to the south. And it's in a more rural part of the state. Virginia is home to many picturesque places, Richlands is among them, with its rolling hills and nearby mountains. There is beauty in many rural communities in Virginia. We also know that data reveals some unique challenges for healthcare providers serving rural patient populations, which often have higher Medicaid and Medicare enrollment rates. Rural providers may encounter patients with underlying health issues that can impact their outcomes, and there is the challenge of recruiting and retaining highly trained healthcare providers to practice in rural communities. So, with that background, Teresa, I wonder if you can share your personal observations about serving a rural community as a healthcare provider and what you find so rewarding about it.
Yes, everything you said is true. We have our own kind of difficulties here. We are in a rural community. Some of our patients travel 30 minutes to an hour just to get here. If this hospital was not here, those patients would have to travel 2 hours to get to a healthcare facility. And in an emergency situation, they may not have 2 hours. So I definitely think we have saved lives here by having this service open. As far as recruiting and retaining, we do struggle with that also. It's hard for us to take on a brand new grad fresh out of school here on the OB unit because there is so much to learn. It is a highly specialized area, and we're kind of like an emergency room in that we do have high risk situations. And when you run into the low volume and high risk situations, it's where you have your problems. It is a struggle to keep our staff trained and up to date where we have a lower volume.
Healthcare's constant complexities and distractions can make it difficult to focus on medicine. Covaris can help. Covaris offers medical liability insurance, value-based care risk protection, employer stop-loss insurance, and so much more. You can count on Covaris for protection and services that help you stay free to focus on improving clinical, operational, and financial outcomes. Find out all that Covaris can offer you at Covaris.com. That's Coverys.com. Insurance products issued by Medical Professional Mutual Insurance Company and its insurance subsidiaries. Well, we're going to talk about crisis situation in just a moment and also about staff training, which the team at Clinch Valley leverage to be able to be prepared to respond to an emergency situation involving a patient. And that really is the reason that we had Teresa on today. There was a situation at Clinch Valley Health last August. It involved a patient, a woman who was 36 weeks pregnant, and she was rushed to the emergency department after suffering seizures and other medical complications. This was a harrowing experience for the patient, her family, and hospital staff. If you would, Teresa, take us through that situation and how staff responded.
Yes, Courtney came in having seizures. So she came in through our emergency department, and we luckily had a very seasoned nurse working in the ER who saw that the patient was in a lot of trouble, and she followed her up to OB. So she immediately came to OB, and really everything went downhill from there. She continued to have seizures until she went into a cardiac arrest. So we did do full code on her, call a code blue. Emergency room was up to help us. In this rural community, in this small hospital with this small unit, people rushing to help is so important. We used every department, not just labor and delivery, not just OB. The emergency room helped. Respiratory came to help. We had two doctors that were on the floor making rounds, seeing other patients that heard the code and came to help. So we depend on other departments a lot more than a large facility who would maybe be able to handle the whole thing in the OB department on their own. We have to depend on all our departments in the whole hospital.
Well, it sounds like an all-hands-on-deck situation. You talk about the teamwork of people cooperating and collaborating, physicians, nurses all coming together to help and assist in a crisis situation. This involved the birth of a child, obviously, and we know that U.S. birth rates have been declining for several years, and many rural hospitals have also experienced significant decreases in patient volume at labor and delivery units. In this case, the team at Clinch Valley was ready to respond due to ongoing training and drills that are conducted to prepare staff for medical emergencies. If you would, Teresa, tell us about the importance of those readiness exercises for these kinds of unexpected medical situations.
Yes, we partner with the perinatal outreach program, and without them, there's no other way that we could be ready, that we could conduct these drills. There's no other way that I know of that you can practice, and we treat those just like it's the real thing. We involve every unit in the hospital. We involve the physician, anesthesia, lab, all the nurses, and other departments. We love to include everybody, and we have had a good turnout. The physicians want to be here. The nurses want to be here, and so it makes our drills, the simulations, seem real, and we go through everything. We open instruments, and we actually do procedures, and that keeps us up to date and ready for when the real thing hits and you have opened all your instruments and your supplies and you know where everything is. The little things that we don't waste time looking for things. We know where they are, and we are prepared in that way.
Well, it sounds like you and the team are consistently working to keep your skills sharp and to be on the ready for when something happens. So commend you for doing that. And obviously, in this situation, it yielded a positive outcome. And so, Teresa, if you would, give us an update about this situation, the mother and child that you and the team cared for last August. Again, we understand the eventual outcome was positive, so give us that update and tell us how you and your colleagues feel knowing that you were able to provide treatment that ultimately protected and sustained two lives.
I'm so proud of our small unit, and I'm so proud of all the girls that we work really hard here. They performed amazing. Our OB physician, she did so wonderful. And we were so glad she was here. All our physicians, they went above and beyond. Every single person went above and beyond their duty for that day to make the outcome what it was. And we're all so grateful that we had a good outcome. And we do everything we can to keep that. We don't want any bad outcomes on OB. We want this to be a happy, happy unit. And to keep that, we have to keep our skills up.
And mother and baby are both doing well now, as far as you understand?
Yes, mother and baby are doing wonderful. The baby is beautiful. She brought the baby by. We all got to see the baby and hold him, and he is beautiful.
Awesome. That's a fantastic outcome. Well, Teresa, I want to thank you again for joining us and spending a few moments with us to tell us your unique story. We always love to hear from frontline providers about the work they're doing to protect community health and to serve patients. And it sounds like you and the team at Clinch Valley Health are doing just that. So again, we applaud you for that. Before we let you go, we do have a tradition here on the Patients Come First podcast to ask our guests a pair of fun personal questions. To keep things interesting, we have a list of 10 mystery questions. So if you would, please select two numbers between 1 and 10, and then I will ask you those corresponding questions.
5 and 10.
Okay, 5. If you could spend the day with one person from history, living or otherwise, who would it be and why?
Oh, wow. What a question. Who would I spend the day with? Somebody fun. Yes, Madonna.
Okay. And then you also selected number 10. This question is, what is your happy place and why?
Oh, my happy place is at home. I love to be home. I love to be around my family.
Okay. Well, listen, with that, that is going to bring us to the close of another episode of the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association's Patients Come First podcast. If you like what you heard, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe so that you know when new episodes are available. And we want to once again thank our guest, Teresa Blankenship of Clinch Valley Health, for joining us today. So thank you, Teresa.
Thank you.